到今晚出了一趟差，有幸参与了接待 Jack 马一行人的工作。看到他本人的时候特别紧张，然后大家都跟他合影，但是我却没有，遗憾吧也没有。那么近距离的看着这个全球风云人物，心里面除了敬畏，还有一种对自己面前的生活突然间有了一股莫大的勇气和动力。各位好，我是 Linda， 这里是可可听歌选语栏目。以上呢便是我最近的还算是非同寻常的一段经历吧。你呢，过得还好吗？今天要分享的歌曲呢是这首来自于 Anne Mary 的 Ciao Adios。 那么接下来咱们就伴着音乐一起来学习一个英语单词 catch， C-A-T-C-H， catch。
Why did I bother? Tell me how many more times does it take to get smarter? Don't need to
catch 这个单词呢，它是可以表示动词，基本意思特别多，有赶上、抓住、捕捉、领会、染上疾病、描绘、再现等等等等意思。来听它的使用语境。第一个，我尝试着去引起他的注意。 I tried to catch his attention。 第二个，我不太明白你的意思。 I don't catch your meaning。 下面一个，太吵了，我一句话也没听清。It's noisy and I can't catch a word。 我得了重感冒，或者我感染了感冒。 I caught a bad cold。 压力越大越有可能患感冒。 The more stress you are under, the more likely you are to catch a cold。 她一定是从她男朋友那里染上这个病的。She must have caught the disease from her boyfriend。 接着听，她的一只手指被门夹住了。 She caught her finger in the door。 这幅画完美地再现了落基山脉之美。 The painting catches the beauty of the Rockies perfectly。 无疑，普京先生的讲话充分反映了大多数代表的心情。 There's no doubt Mr. Putin's speech caught the mood of most deputies。 这火柴擦不着， The match won't catch。 木头是湿的，点不着， As the wood is wet, it won't catch fire。这锁锁不上， The lock does not catch。 以上这一例句呢都体现了 catch 作为动词的各种意思。那接下来呢，我们来看一下它作为名词还有些什么意思。作为名词，它可以表示圈套或者隐藏的困难、隐藏的不利因素，还有就是如意伴侣以及理想的雇员等等意思。例句，他的问话当中有圈套。 There is a catch in his question。 听起来很不错，其中有什么猫腻吗？ That sounds nice, what's the catch?这种价格真是好的，令人不敢相信，有什么陷阱吧？ This price is too incredible to believe. What's the catch? 我当时和他热恋着，我的朋友都说能找到他是我的福气。 I was so in love with him, and all my friends said what a good catch he was.
When she brings you up, she know where you are.
可以作为形容词来使用，表示吸引人的，使人感兴趣的，或者使人感到为难的，引人上当的。例句，广告中常出现让人耳目一新的妙句。Advertisements often contain catchphrases. 那确实是一道刁钻的题目。That's really a catch question. 接下来我们看几个跟 catch 相关的短语。Catch somebody doing something 就是碰见某人正在做什么事情。两个人在街上打架，正好被警察撞见了，或者警察正好撞见了那两个人在街上打架。The policeman caught two men fighting in the street. 那个人偷苹果的时候被当场发现了。The man was caught stealing apples. 接下来这个短语呢 ,be caught in the middle of something, 这里是 caught 的被动形式。Be caught in the middle of something 表示夹在什么什么中间。你们两个吵架，不要把我扯进去，让我夹在中间，行吗？ Don't let me get caught in the middle of your argument, please. 好了，学习部分呢就这么多了，接下来咱们再完整的去把这首 Ciao Adios 听一遍。各位晚安。
Asked you once, asked you twice now. There's lipstick on your collar. You say she's just a friend now. Then why don't we call her? So you wanna go on with someone to do all the things he used to do to me? I swear I know you do. You should take me out in your fancy car.Tell me how many more times does it take to get smarter? Don't need to deny the hurt and the lies and all of the things you did to me. I swear I know you did. Now you take her out in your fancy car.She sings along when you play guitar